Yesu yebazibwe nyo bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya muri nyali ya mukama wafu Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamburi butya.
And how is your lives?
Ngenda kusaba mbulize ku muganda.
I request to greet of your brethren.
Umugambe.
And tell them.
Emyaka jiwa kamaze ku sikuno.
The years you've spent on this world.
Ugasiza mu Katonda emirundi yameka.
How many times have you profited God? Give them a scripture in Romans 8, verse 26, that God created you for profiting.
But
how many times have you profited Him? Let them explain you. And tell them move on, think of that under the sun.
We
created with a purpose of profiting, profiting of righteousness. Tell them read Romans, they open and read there. Have they read there well? All things do what? They work out for the good. To those who love God, wants to ask how the years you've spent under the sun, you profited God how many times? If you've not profited God, have you profited yourself? You know, if you profit yourself, you can profit God.
But at
this book, you did things profiting you, yet you destroyed yourself. You did whatever you wanted you, and you thought for what you wanted.
You
didn't think for the will of God. But God is good. Thank you for the good time is added us in His presence.
He's
going to move on and make people who profit. Teaches as He promised. Isaiah 48:17. See, I'm God teaching you to profit. And
He
shows you the way you are to take. Indeed, if God doesn't teach us, we can never profit Him.
Don't
even know the right thing to do. But we've even come today.
Request
to humble more under His presence, under His teaching. For He alone spoke in Isaiah
17.
I am God teaching you to profit. And
He
will show you the way you are to take.
Though
He created us to profit Him, but He failed to profit Him.
Let
me head on the way to teach them. After teaching them,
they
profit, but it's possible if I have not taught them.
So
humble under His hand even today, and teaching.
Teaching
His word in Proverbs 8. Accept my teaching,
so
it's not silver.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
His teaching, and the rest will add them to us.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus, by the Spirit of God, and by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and our Bible reader, Teacher James, we love you all,
in
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. We bless in this ministry, the new generation with the full knowledge of God. Praise Jesus much, to move on reaching not you the call of God. God is worldwide promised call on the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are right there seeing and heading we look to down here.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We look to the way the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the way the double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, there are the seven spirits doubled, how they work as the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's the heading we are on. We look to the way
amafuta agadabo portion agomo yomo tukufu.
Anointing of the devil, portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Jemeo musambwe jaka.
They are the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
so this is the taking of the seven seals.
And
the word of God. Bring you be filled with the Holy Spirit.
To
reach into the double portion.
Filled
light of the word of God.
Even
be filled with the knowledge of God. And his glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now that heading.
Kusomera wansi wo kuitibwa kwa Katonda.
Study it under the call of God.
Kugwangira Uganda.
On the nation of Uganda. In the era of AD.
Nga bwebyali kugwangira Israel.
As it was on nation Israel. In the era of BC.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus.
Erango kuitibwa oko.
In that call.
Kwarambikwa mu Bible.
Was marked in the Bible.
Ne kurambikwa mu byafayo.
Marked in the history.
Nabwe twasoko kuulira.
As we first heard.
Era kankano tukuulira.
Right now we hear it.
Obunabyo bwafuma mbiro bine bya AD.
Prophecies released in the AD.
Kuva mu Uganda ne wabweru wa Uganda.
From Uganda and outside Uganda.
And
we still look to this vision.
The
Australian vision. On the nation of Uganda. Single out 4 points.
Which
make out that vision be very strengthened. We winded up the first point.
And
move on to the second point. Where they say the man meant to head God's final work. On the planet Earth. Basic in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Has
to be like Prophet Elijah.
Moses.
And just as King David. Heir of the throne of David.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So wansinga tumazokusomesonga
nyingi. And after we read many reasons.
Where
there must be like Prophet Elijah. And the other many reasons why
it's
to be like Prophet Moses.
We
can't go see why it's like King David.
But
we got our general reason why the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth has to be like Prophet Elijah.
Moses. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
and we saw in the general reason there are seven reasons. This sixth reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Double portion eyamafuta.
That the double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. In the sign of the two lampstands. They are the two witnesses. And the two cherubim.
Moses.
As one worked in the prophet Moses, another in prophet Elijah.
The
anointing is for in God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Now,
sixth point, the general reason. There are very many other reasons in there.
Till
we saw three steps through which we feel the Holy Spirit. When we finished them, we reached on the heading we are on right now.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The way the anointing of the double portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, they are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is. And we are told to take off the seven seals from the seven seals of the seven spirits on the word of God. Be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit to reach in double portion. And to be filled light of knowledge of God's word. To be filled with the knowledge of God and his glory. First saw summary of things falling in that heading. Praise Jesus much. After we began to see each spirit on the seven spirits of God, how they work in the double portion as the word of God is.
And
we decided to begin with the Spirit of the Lord. We were given many reasons why we began with him
in
the beginning and the end.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After we began to see the Spirit of the Lord, or the way the Spirit of the Lord
works
in the single portion, as the Word of God is, when we shall finish, we shall see how the double portion works.
Now,
as we still see how the Spirit of the Lord works in single portion, as the Word of God is, we so far moved into 4 points up there. And we are into still the fourth point.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Hope you remember right there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we still see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the single portion as the Word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We know in here are like 5 points. So far we ended up 3.5 points. Is it not that? For the fourth we briefly began on it last time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. One of those we saw above is this.
So,
Spirit of the Lord shows us the summary of his fullness, the seven spirits of God. And in revealing them, we reveal the kingdom of God, which is in our midst, even their work and their order. That one we winded it up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In Revelation 4:5, where we saw seven lamps
of fire
shine before the throne of God, and they are the seven spirits of God.
Moved in
Isaiah 11:2. And there is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of power, Spirit of knowledge,
the
Spirit of fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we saw people seeking wisdom and understanding. They have been seeking the Spirit of the Lord and seek the kingdom of God. Yet them too don't know. Matthew 12:28. If we cast demon by the Spirit of the Lord, the kingdom of God has come for us.
So
as we see the Spirit of the Lord,
how
in the single portion as the Word of God is. That's the first point we saw.
He
first gives summary of all seven spirits, and they are the seven eyes of God. So in revealing the seven spirits, we reveal the kingdom of God, which is in our midst, even their works in the order. And the second point was the Spirit of the Lord. He first reveals us the way the Word of God was purified seven times through the seven spirits of God. According to Psalms 12:6, the Word of God is purer,
and as
gold purified seven times.
It,
say it passed the seven spirits.
So point now,
second point was like that. And the Spirit of the Lord shows us the Word of God was purified seven times through the seven spirits. Taking off the seven seals, scriptures passing the seven spirits, it reveals the visible and the invisible things of heaven, even of the world, even of above the heavens. We've got to explain here, cometh the Word of God being a lamp, and it's the light.
All along,
so we come seek the light of the Word of God.
So
that was our second point.
And
we see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in a single portion as the Word of God is.
Then
our third point that we saw, the way the Spirit of the Lord, or the eye of the Lord, began with God the Father. together with God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. All this God explained last time. Back study Isaiah 11 verse 2.
And
it's called the Spirit of the Lord. We asked which Lord praised Jesus much. Covered is Lord God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son. When you look to Romans 8, starting from verse 9 to down,
see,
don't have the Spirit of the Lord, that's God the Father.
You
don't have the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the Word. You are not His. Now we discovered it. Everywhere reading the Bible, and
we
say that there is the Lord.
It
might be Lord God the Father,
or
Lord God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now we'll
look many under the third point.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Praise the Spirit of the Lord, or eye of the Lord.
Is
the Spirit of the Lord, God the Father, and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Last time, our fourth point, were we not there?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Our fourth point, we began being told, the way the Spirit of the Lord is God to the Holy Spirit. And He began with God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord, the way is God the Spirit, and began with God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. All these we began them on last time.
It
gave you the reason. Back to Isaiah 11 verse 2. That the Spirit of the Lord, and we wanted to ask, why is
it
called the Spirit of the Lord, God the Father?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Each one gave Him a portion for His existency.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
God, the Spirit of the Lord, God the Father, and the Spirit of the Lord, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Seal is one of the wild heart seals, for it explains us God and the way He began to exist. Hear Him, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. Now we want to move on for last time we have heard of it. And we had been shown that when the Word began with the Father, it also began the Holy Spirit. For we last ended as we heard in the First Corinthians chapter 2, starting from verse 9 to 11. Let's get back we here.
Abakolinso ekisooka esuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
First Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso bye bitalabangako n'okutu bye kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagala.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Kinga bwe kyawandiikibwa,
as it is written,
kubanga yali akwotinga Isaiah.
He quoted Isaiah.
Moyo wa mkabu yali yonga
ayogera the Lord when He was there speaking.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Teriso bye yitalabangako,
that what eye has not seen,
ere bitayingiranga mu kutuko nga tobiwulirangako,
what you've not heard,
even
your heart has never entered them in.
Those
God prepared them who love them. These words, they have been sealed. Mostly the seventh seal, and the seal which begins, the seal of the Spirit of the Lord. Because you have never seen, you don't know how God began.
And
here there is God the Father. There is even God the Word, the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Yet,
your ears, you've never entered, how did they begin? Is it not that? Those right now you have to hear of them. in your hearts, Father began and His Word began. Even the Holy Spirit. When you first entered in your heart, it was the other. That the Word of God. This speaks from His mouth. The Word. That's the Word.
And
it's what clothes flesh. It's not that. It's what clothed the flesh.
When
was baptized the Word.
He heard
the Father speaking. And He was speaking what then?
If
the Word speaks like this. Another thing.
That
spirit is His breath. This
which
follows the Word as you speak it out.
It leaves
it and follows it behind it. Breath, people think it's the Holy Spirit. It is not that. Now down here. Seal of the Spirit of the Lord. And we see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in a single portion, as the Word of God is. It reveals us how did they begin.
First Corinthians chapter 2,
he speaks and he says this.
First Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10. Naye Katonda yatubibikkulira kuba omwoyo, kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebitategeerekeka ebya Katonda.
Praise Jesus much.
Tinaife Katonda
that we God
yabitubikkulira atubikkulira
builds them to us
by
the Spirit. For this Spirit,
is
even the unknown things of God. First heard last time. There is an altar of the unknown God.
It's
unknown.
Kakati evyo.
Now those.
God
which
are
unknown, as the Spirit began with Him,
when
the Father began with the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ,
when
the Spirit began with them, He knows them. Those who speak that they are unknown, He comes out, explains them. And He said, friends, if they say the Word of God, this Word speaks with the mouth.
It
explains.
The other
is a part of God the Father. They began together and the Word officiated Him.
And
me, as the Spirit of the Lord, and they gave me from their fullness. The Father gave Him and the Word gave Him.
God,
the Spirit of God the Father, Spirit of God the Word, the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. To people they are unknown. Spend many generations and simple things cannot be known. There are even people Jesus is God the Father. According to how we had some religions or some
beliefs
like of Branham,
and they are confused
of the existence of the Father and the Word and the Holy Spirit.
It
became unknown to them.
They
themselves the Spirit of the Lord who understands
them.
Those call the unknowns of God. For we God, people inscribed upon Him a big altar in the Acts 17. Go back, we shall come back in Corinthians, we see.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esule ye 17 n'olunyiriri ol'19.
Acts 17 from verse 19.
Ti kubanga oleeta ebigambo ebijja mu matu gaffe. Kyetuba twagala okutegeera amakulu g'ebigambo bino.
Nti kubanga biringa ebigambo ebijja mu matu gaffe.
In our ears.
Nitwaga tubitegeere.
But we want to understand them.
Omanyi olwaleero bw'oba owulira mulembe omupya.
When you hear the new generation.
Olina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
With the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Buwulira engeri gye tubire ebigambo bino gye bijja.
The way these words come.
Bibulira nkankananga
ebipya. They seem to be new words.
Kitaffe.
The Father. Out of Him came the Word. Officiated Him to be God.
They
got portions from the fullness. Created the Holy Spirit. They put the Holy Spirit.
This
word seemed new.
Apostle Paul
spoke of them, not the first.
Explained
of God.
Please,
what's the new? Not this we speak.
No.
The word is God.
And the spirit is what
breath of God.
Not
breath is independently there.
And
they say they are new ones.
They
say we are not agile.
What
we though we worship God.
But
we didn't understand it. Want to gather that you teach us. Listen well down there.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula y'17 n'olunyiriri olw'abirimu olumu. Abasende bonna n'abagenyi ababangayo tebakolanga kintu kirala wabula okwogeranga oba okuwulira ng'ekigambo ekijja.
Wisdom
and understanding.
They did their work.
Came back together.
To hear
that they will speak tomorrow in their works.
In
their houses where they live. When they spoke there, people wondered. All the things are like that.
We are the new generation.
They were written, but they had seals. We can't understand them.
Now,
seal of spirit of the Lord. See how we work in double portion. As the word of God
point
is. The fourth point it tells us. That the spirit of the Lord.
How
become God the Spirit. And he began with God the Father. And God the Word.
Whom
we know as the Son. The Lord Jesus Christ.
The
one who tells us, the one who present himself the Spirit of the Lord. Words of the Spirit of the Lord. They have already passed wisdom, understanding, in the counsel, in the power, knowledge, and you hear them in the Spirit of the Lord. For they are the last, for is God himself.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. Why did we begin at the end? For where the end is where they began. Is God.
That's
the way in the beginning. It's the way they will be.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
But
he moves on in Acts, he says.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula y'17 n'olunyiriri olw'abirimu ebbiri.
Acts 17:22.
Paulo n'ayimirira wakati wa Aliyopago n'agamba nti, abasajja abaseene, mbalabye mu byonna nga mutya nnyo baalubaali.
Mbaali batya nnyo baalubaali.
They feared demons much.
Naye ng'ekibatiisa.
But why they feared?
Tebabaawulanga na Katonda mulamu.
They appreciate them with the living God.
Era nga tewali yali ayigiriza ku Katonda omulamu n'embeera.
Thought of the living God.
Yatandika atya?
How he began?
Bawulira nti alimu ekigambo.
In him is the word.
Muno omwoyo.
In the spirit.
Naye nga tibiti.
Even others are gods.
We
don't know how the other began. These ones, you don't know where they came from. The idols they worship. And they took themselves to be gods. Yet they are not gods. And they moved on to explain saying.
Acts 17:23. Kubanga wembadde mpita n'entunuulira bye musinza era n'ensanga ekyoto ekiwandiikiddwako nti kya Katonda atategeerwa.
Yasiŋŋaana ekyoto ekimu nga baawandiika bakatonda abalala bonna n'ebyoto byabwe.
They registered other gods with their altars.
Bali nga bategeerako mbu mizimu.
Others they understood their demons.
Yet they
don't go deeper in them.
They
reached God who created heaven and earth. Every demon went came on the head of the living. It claimed to be God.
Asked,
did you create heaven and earth?
Say
there is the one above heavens.
Yet,
and no one doesn't come to people.
When in the
book of Daniel they say, ask from the gods who don't reside in the people. Yet it was wrong that he's not residing in the people, but they just did not know him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
book of Daniel, you read that much.
That
inquire from gods who don't live in people. Who don't live in people.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These are inscribed on the altar. We worship him, but he's unknown. He's the most high, but we don't know, cannot claim to know him even. Today, if we tell people, there is the new generation of the full knowledge of God and his glory. They say, you're lying.
It's impossible
to know God. For the taste tried
on
in the entire world, they have an altar
that
worship the unknown God.
They
say you can know him in his fullness. They say no. It's possible to know God. And they say this ministry perhaps it may be a cult.
You
can know God. For they say things of God are confusing. And they have their altar in the entire world, which say that God the unknown.
Remember,
God promised in prophecy, speaking of the call of the nation, in Isaiah 19 to down,
he saw
there will be his pillar here,
an
altar
and
a sign of God, a witness, witnessing of how God is.
It
began like this and this.
It
began the Father and his words and the Holy Spirit. That's the altar of the known God.
Which will
be in Uganda. Let's finish there.
I'll
take in Isaiah. This is of the known God.
That's
why we are in the anointing of double portion. The Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God, and they are doubled.
How
they work as the word of God is,
it
becomes the spirit of the Lord.
It
shows how he works in single portion as the word of God is.
He
reveals us how they began. The Father, how
deep
begin with the word the Son, even the Holy Spirit, be known in his altar within his base,
God's
final work on planet Earth,
basing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Let's finish there, we see.
Acts 17,
verse
24. Katonde yakole ensi nebirimu byonna oyo kubanga ye mukama weggulu n'ensi tabeera masavu agakolebwa n'emikono.
Tabeera mu nyumba ezikolebwa
n'emikono. Now you see,
omanyi lwaki abantu bazimbye ebizimbe?
People have built buildings,
kerezia,
ecclesia,
Church of Usimanyi Uganda,
England,
what,
Uganda, England and the others.
Omanyi bachi bazimbye?
You know why they have
built mizikiti
in the mosques? Buildings they call church. But
they
worship, they don't know it doesn't reside in temples. And they say we build the house of God.
They
speak of God, but they have not known that God.
You build
him a house of God, we know. Maybe worship the God we speak of, but you don't understand him.
Maybe
you worship and you don't understand.
But when you
explain what concerns him, he doesn't reside in temples built by human hands.
If
you see the entire world built for him, you think who understands him? But we thank the Lord for giving us this light. If they understood him,
they
have built him a temple. Someone is
going
to build him a pentagon. Now people are like that.
But this
time alone in the God's final work on the planet Earth,
over
double portion of anointing of the Holy Spirit in its fullness,
there
are the seven spirits of God.
It shows
how they work as the word of God is.
Now
the Spirit of the Lord reveals us.
And
they say what you worship, you don't understand it.
It's
what I've come to proclaim to you. God who made heavens and earth, temples built by human hands. For in him we move, live, and have our being. We built in him. And say, my God. Now what he says, that altar, he breaks it down.
The
altar is scribed upon that the unknown God.
He
breaks it down. The altar he promised in Isaiah 19. Basically in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And his witness.
Explain
of him when he's known. Let's read in the Isaiah. Now we're going to get explained how the Spirit of the Lord is God the Spirit.
It
began with God the Father,
and
God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Isaiah
prophecy of the rightful altar of God.
Isaiah 19,
verse
19. Kulunaku luli wali bechote eri Mukama wakati mu nsi y'Emisiri. N'empagi eriba ku nsalo yaayo eri Mukama. Olwabiri eri eriba kabonero era omujulirwa eri Mukama ow'eggye mu nsi y'Emisiri.
Olidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Kulunaku luli.
On the other day,
wali bere ekyoto.
There will be an altar.
Eri empagi.
And the pillar. Unto the Lord, in the midst of the land of Egypt. Egypt we speak currently is the Africa. But in the BC, before the birth of Christ on earth,
Africa,
entire Africa was called Egypt. Now there remained a small demarcated nation. It was the capital city of Egypt in the BC.
And
today, which is known as Africa. That was the main capital city, which was called Egypt. It's called Egypt now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So Mukama yasubiza nti wajja kuba
yeeko. God promised there will be an altar.
Ekike kuluno nga si kyekirenja
kanulata tegereke. And this time not of the unknown God.
Era njagala mukkirize mugane.
What you believe or refuse.
Niwe munawulira obujja bannange.
You jealous of friends.
Kino kyekyoto kya Mukama wakati mu nsi.
This is the altar of God in the midst of the world.
Omanyi bwe batonda abikwasaganya oyinza obutabira
abo. When you connect you may not see it well. Been an altar without understanding
yes,
him.
Promise
there will be an altar of understanding him. Maybe I've just read Isaiah. Let's repeat it.
Isaiah 19,
verse 19.
Kulunaku luli wali bechoto eri Mukama wakati mu nsi y'Emisiri.
On the other day, there will be an altar in the midst of the land of Egypt.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Remember,
we had an altar of unknown God.
That's
written in the Acts 17, from verse 19 unto 23. It's what's been there in the entire world.
He said,
I'll put an altar in the midst of the land of Egypt. Egypt. I tell you, it's the present day Africa.
He said
the altar will be there. Listen well.
Isaiah 19,
verse 19.
Kulunaku luli wali bechoto eri Mukama wakati mu nsi y'Emisiri. N'empagi eriba ku nsalo yaayo eri Mukama.
Eribeera mpagi ya Katonda ya
amaanyi. Powerful pillar of God.
Ennyonnyola Katonda etamenyeza
nyinza kunyeenya. You can never shake. According to the explanation we had on, but we've just begun on it. Who can shake this pillar in knowledge? This is a pillar is planting and
it's
still tightening down, rooting down. Going to raise it once up in the sky of the entire world. Everyone will run refuge there. So let's go know the Lord.
atukirize Isaiah ne Mika.
Fulfill Isaiah 2 and Micah 4.
Mwenye tukene kulusozi kwenye nyumba ya Mkama.
The mountain of the household of God. And be taught by God. It should be a bread pillar.
It's
of God. Not of the unknown God. Listen well.
Isaiah esule ye 10 na 9 nolu nyiriri olwabiri.
Isaiah 19 the verse 20.
Ere riba kabonero ero mujulirwa erimuka muweje munsi ye Misiri.
Ah yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Ere riba kabonero.
It will be a sign.
Ero mujulirwa.
And the witness.
Erimukama.
Unto the Lord.
Wakati munsi.
In the midst of the land of Egypt.
Kabonero abantu bagamba.
Speak of the sign, people say what?
Kabonero kawandikiddwa
akalero. Sign written where?
New generation,
generation with the full knowledge of God. What about the fast? The unknown God.
This
is the way they differ. Listen.
They've signed
on the altar in the ark. They inscribed the unknown God. The sign today says what?
We will
come into the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
A sign
and the witness. We've come to witness. In the Caesar, you Ronald.
Called
you be an apostle.
Ronald Hope witness.
Ronald Hope
witness.
For I will put my witness in the midst of the land of Uganda.
To
the witness in the midst of the world.
And
by the witness, we
hope
to save many. That's what came name Hope Witness. I understood what he spoke of.
It's
only past the Spirit of the Lord. The way is God the Spirit.
That's
God the Father.
And
God the Word.
We
know as the Son. The Lord Jesus.
Explain
how they began.
After
we enter double portion, we see how they where they began from.
And
still is unknown.
In
verse 21, they will do what?
Isaya esule ye 10 na 9 nolu nyiriri olwabiri mu olumu.
Isaiah 19:21.
Era mukama alimanyibwa Misiri.
Bali kola batya?
They will do what?
Bali mumanya.
They will know him, full knowledge of God.
Bakuchoto kiri ekyo buta mumanya.
This altar we speak of now. It was proclaimed. People felt jealousy. We were called with you. Why do you get jealous over yourself?
That's
impossible to bring knowledge of God, the full knowledge.
Uganda.
You are Uganda. You
Uganda.
Are a friend of Uganda.
You
are the one who loves God all over the world. How can you get jealousy bring knowledge of God? Did imagine speak of your father good things,
no jealousy
of your child of the house. Until a wolf, your father has made money is rich.
They're
going to proclaim him in Uganda or in the world. How is the richest?
No, come on, no.
It's impossible. Yet you are the son of the house.
How dare you say,
God himself said the world will be filled with knowledge, the knowledge of God, and you come out content with that. For you don't understand neither
knowledge,
for still you are not the one sent to spearhead that work. But the one they told, go lead that work. You cannot lead what you don't understand.
What's
no one knows this nation more than Museveni.
That
they lived it for they know it well. He knows the map, he knows every border. But what do you know? On East Uganda, this time they give you to lead it to where you
begin.
You don't know which borders need to be closed.
Anyone, president,
if I'm a president, what are you to do?
Oh,
You are therefore that they have not made this road. Do you think leading a country,
what people decide
the quarrel, yet you are about to reach them?
We
put that aside. But I've told you, they will know who.
Isaiah esule yekumi no muenda noru nyiriri olwabiri morumu.
Isaiah 19:21.
Era mukama alimanyibwa misiri. Naba misiri balimanya mukama kulunako luli.
Bali kola batia.
They will do what?
Africa yenyini.
Africa itself.
Yeye nokuvamu echoto chakatoka
tegereke ka. Come the altar of the known God.
Simu nsima wanga gali.
In other nations.
Nafe tugenda batu walire obutu wali.
We're going to just take him there.
Okumanya katondo okujude.
The full knowledge of God. The Spirit of the Lord
helped
reveal that to us. Reveal us, understand him. He did say that Europe will know God. He did say that Asia, not say America,
Africa,
which has Egypt. But
as you have
first where they will begin, in the middle of Africa, but where? You keep rejoicing. You give it a responsibility. This is not on us. Go explain him in the entire world. For you are the witness in the midst of the world. This is a pillar out of iron.
But
the body of clay is
put
treasure of light of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. A pillar which is never to fall. And in the verse 5,
he marked
where the river Nile is. Right there will be the pillar and the altar.
So
let's read the verse 5 to 7 we hear. Isaiah 19 from verse 5.
Namazi galikendera mu nyanja n'omugga guli webuka ne gukala olunyolo omukaga n'emigga giri unya obugo bwe misiri bulikewa ne bukala ebitogo ne salu biri wotoka olunyolo omusanvu amalundira gali kukiyira kulubalama lwa kiyira kulubalama lwa kiyira kwennyini ne byonna ebisigibwa ku kiyira birikala.
Have you heard?
Kuchira kuchi?
Along the river.
Kuchira kwennyini
on the
wali.
River itself, Nile.
Kunshibuko wali.
At the source of it. Signs show
the time
knowing God will be. Water levels would have reduced of River Nile. Even plantations around would have dried.
On that
day, which day?
When you
see water levels reduced.
On
that day, there will be an altar.
And the pillar on that
sign and water levels have reduced. Along the Nile, the sources in Uganda of the Nile, we saw in the call in the prophecy,
we saw
European explorers seek for the source of the Nile.
We saw
in the Australian vision,
the Australians,
them for the source of the River Nile in the Uganda.
They called
for the man to head
that work, who
understand what concerns the altar of God, which will be in the middle of the world
Africa,
of Africa,
known as
Egypt in BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know this work,
it's
not to attach yourself on it,
it's not getting
honors. This is the work of God.
When
you move to get all that far, the Spirit of the Lord, the way is God the Spirit.
Began
with God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Abakolinsi ekisooka esula eyookubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Naye ffe Katonda yatubibikkulula ku bw'omwoyo, kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebitategeerekeka ebya Katonda. Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu: kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye? Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Praise Jesus.
The
Spirit of the Lord
revealed
even the unknown things of God.
It
tells us how himself is God. God the Spirit.
And
the way he began with the Father. And the word whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And they have told us, as it's in you, no one understands what you think now, except your spirit within you.
That's
things of God. No one understands them except his spirit within him.
Now,
as the Father began, his word was in him, even his spirit was in him.
And
in his beginning, they did call him the Father. He was called God. Taking out his word,
and
he officiated it with the Spirit. That's where they gave themselves
name.
For being the Father is a work. Being the word, it's also a work. Being the Spirit would have been God himself.
This,
he will say he's not God.
And they decided, so let's call ourselves
beast they can despise. Is what we call the Spirit. For God is the what? Is the Spirit. Here is wisdom. Which is in the word. They knew the word who can be despised is the one they called who they are.
I didn't know that known.
Now look this one.
Yes, read John.
The spirit who began with them knows that.
I would have known the spirit
didn't prepare the journey of heaven.
That
moved from 2005 to 2011 in the service of the vision, the dreams, the trance, the azotas,
urim,
the famine, the spiritual transports. The one
they
would have despised the fact, the one they named the honor which is their honor. Let's read in the John we hear.
Yokana esole yokuna n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
John 4:24.
Katonda gwe mwoyo. Naba abamusinza kibagwanira okusinza nga mu mwoyo n'amazima.
Katonda yeki?
Who is God?
Ani gwe twali tuyita omwoyo?
Who have we been calling the Spirit?
Tumuyita omwoyo wani?
We call him the Spirit of who? Of God.
Mwoyo wa Mukama.
The Spirit of God.
And saying
the Spirit of God the Father
is the Spirit of
God
Chigambo,
the Word whom we know as the Son.
God self
is the one, is this one.
Said
they may despise this one.
Let's
give him our honor. He is the Holy Spirit. He is God. If they attached on him
Spirit God
Omoyo Katonda, you wouldn't have understood that. But what do you think, and did you think of that? If you look to the Holy Spirit, do you ever think that is God himself? Perhaps the breath of God. But they got their greatest honor and they named it to him is the Spirit.
But
the word while in the Father,
no,
even the Spirit was in him.
Now,
he officiated the word. The word is to make a portion of the Spirit. Even the Father, they say, get out.
It
has to appear here. And they decided to give each other work. Now you are our Father. You are the word. I've just spoken that be there, exist. When God began to speak, he had no one to speak with there. He said, come out of me and be exist. He said, you are the word, my first.
That is
why first spoken, you are called word. Come out of me and exist. And they told him, you are the word. All I will be speaking, they speak of you. You came in the scroll written about you. And you are the one. You are the Bible. Now the Bible you have all long held what? Now there's a trouble.
Now
God has become hard under the sun.
And
we have the other altar. It's for the unknown God. But today, in the midst of the land of Africa, which was known as Egypt, has to put the altar of the known God. We welcome you unto the new generation
with
the full knowledge of God and His glory.
That
the altar leading the call of God, which is from the nation of Uganda, on behalf of other nations, though you will feel envious. Get jealousy over us. We
too
are sent your way, bring you knowing that how it is, and we work together. Yet you get angered over us, given all honors to ourselves. It was you sent to us, and it's you that sent. We to do that to you.
And tell
you, you are in honors, go away. If it was you, if you get jealous of Jesus to be the son of God, the firstborn child, for that is how it is.
And
we want you to be. Were you able to die for us?
God
has things he bases on, the ability of the one sent. There is a great faith needed in this word to contend with the entire world.
It's possible to
bring the full knowledge of God. But the world says, no, it's impossible.
You must
have come all information and all knowledge
to
bringing the knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now in all, no one knows the things of God
except
the Spirit of God in him. Now, I want to show you one thing. According to Proverbs 8, he says, they are all easy to the one with understanding.
Understanding,
you see them easy.
That is my word.
Ngero esule yomunana. Ngero esule yomunana. Nolu nyiriri oruokuna.
Proverbs 8, verse 4.
Mwabasajja mbako uwora. Nedobozi liyange, liri eri abana b'abantu.
Atuita fedna.
He calls all of us.
Ngero esule yomunana. Nolu nyiriri oruokutano. Mwabatalina magezi, mutegerenga obukabakaba, namwe abasirusiru, muberenga n'omutima ogutegeera. Olinyo lw'omukaaga, muwulire, kubanga nayogera ebigambo ebirungi ennyo, Nokuwa sama emi mwajange kuna vamwe byensonga. Olinyolo musanvu. Kubanga akamwa kange kana yogere ebyamazima. Nobubi bwamuzize eri emi mwajange. Olinyiri olw'omunaana. Ebigambo byonna ebyomukamwa kange biri mu butuukirivu. Mu byo temuli kintu ekikyama kyama newankubadde ekyenyodde. Olunyiri olw'omwenda byonna byangu eriyo yategeera. Era byansonga eri abo abalaba okumanya.
Olunyiri olw'omwenda.
The verse 9.
Lukulu nnyo.
It's very major.
Akugambi.
He has told you.
Byonna byangu.
All they are easy.
Eriyo yategeera.
Unto the one with understanding.
Era byansonga.
And they are meaningful.
Eri abalaba okumanya.
Those seeing knowledge.
Abazuula.
Who discover.
Okumanya.
Knowledge.
Chetuliko lero.
It's what we are today.
Omoyo wa Mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Natulaga jali katonda omoyo.
How we got the Spirit.
Nengeri jiatandika ne katonda
chitafu. The way he began with God the Father.
Ne katonda chigambo.
And God the Word.
Wetumanyingo omwana.
You may know as the Son.
Mukama wa Yesu Kristo.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngatulaba omoyo wa Mukama.
You see the Spirit of the Lord.
Obasiwe omoyo wa Mukama.
Seal of Spirit of the Lord.
Era bwakola.
How he works.
Musingo portion.
In a single portion. As the Word of God is.
Kati mukutulaga.
Now when he's showing us.
Ukusinebe tusomye mbakulise kisoka isule yokubiri.
Read in the first Corinthians chapter 2 in the verse 11.
Eri ategera katonda.
No one understands God.
Okujja ko moyo wa katonda ali muye.
The Spirit of God in him.
Bwechiba ngo moyo wa katonda.
If the Spirit of the Lord.
Yali mu katonda.
Is in the one in God.
Nyati nira nyonyo antine chigambo yali muye.
Explain the what two was in him.
Ukusinya ku Yokana emwe.
According to John 1:1.
Atusome tuulire.
Let's read we here.
Yokana esule soka lolu nyiri olusoka.
John chapter 1 the verse 1.
Kulubereberye wali wo chigambo. Chigambo naba wali katonda. Chigambo naba katonda.
Ouli de chari wo.
You hear what was?
Bobo somye.
If you've read.
Bakoli se chisoke sula ya kubi.
The first Corinthians 2. In the verse 11.
Tegi ategera
biya katonda. No one understands things of God.
Ukujia kwa mwe wa katonda
alimu ye. Except the Spirit of God in him.
Na yate atabu damu.
Yet.
Mwyokane suwe soka mwyosoka.
John 1:1.
Baga mandi kurubiri wali wo chigambo.
In the beginning was the Word.
Chigambo ngari wali katonda wali nini ya hu.
And the Word is still God.
Chigambo nga katonda.
And the Word is God. They all began when they are in one.
And
what always written in the first John. In the chapter 5. In
the
James Version is verse 7. They all agree. Maybe you didn't know where it comes from. They were in one. This light is shining. And even the young understands it. Let's read the first John.
Ebaloya Yokana ekisoka esule yokutano nolu nyiriri olwo musanvu.
First John 5:7.
Era ku ti ntera wali wabajulirwa basatu muguru. Chitafe chigambo no moyo omutukuvu eranga abasatu abo bagendera mu bakanya muomu
owulide ekiriwo.
Have you heard what it is?
Abajua basatu mugu.
Three witnesses in heaven.
Abakole choto chikuli kole.
This altar we are up to today.
Choto echo bujua bwa
Mukama. Altar of the witness of God.
Betwagalo kusoma ko
choto chino. Want to start of this altar.
Echo bujulirwa. Ekiri wakati
witness in the midst of the land of Egypt.
Yamanyibwanga
in the midst of the land of Africa, which was known as Egypt, the three witnesses we studied on that altar.
Chitafe,
the Father,
chigambo,
the Word,
chigambo, Yokane, you know,
the one, John 1:14, he clothed flesh, and we saw him as the Son.
No moyo mutu.
And the Holy Spirit.
That
three agree in one.
They said
agree in one, they were in one still. All that you've heard of it.
Verse
11. The verse 11. No one understands things of God. Except the Spirit of God in him.
And they come
John
1:1.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was there where God is, they began together. They were in one. That troubles people under the sun. Now the one explaining us is the Holy Spirit. According to the lampstand. We are in the Spirit of the Lord. In the middle, He explains us. In the beginning was the Word. We see from the area of you. What is where there is the Father. Give, display us the lampstand. The one
as
it springs from them, the Spirit of the Lord, according to the form of the lampstand.
Oh no,
that one.
Spirit
of the Lord coming from them.
It
makes His fullness. Comes from the Word. Father makes
the
base of the lampstand. The lampstand holds two bases. The first bigger base.
It's
the next smaller base.
The first
bigger base shows the Father. The smaller base. And it shows the Word.
It's
not that it's smaller like that.
Because
His fullness, things in heavens and earth were given. And
it
appeared to be reduced.
The
Spirit of the Lord springs from them.
It comes from the
first bigger base and the second base. And the lampstand. But in the beginning was the Word.
Every
of you, we first see the Word.
And we
pass the Spirit of the Lord.
I don't
know if you've seen that.
According to
the lampstand, you
see.
We have the bigger base. Which begins in the lampstand. We show the Father. And show the next base, the smaller, we show God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
He was
equal with the bigger base of the Father. All creations in heaven and the earth came from Him. Remained with that portion. That's why they say, things in heaven and the earth are in the Lord, and they are all His body.
The
Spirit of the Lord springs out of them the lampstand upwards, then branches of six branches. That one comes from them. They gave Him a portion. When the Word began, and the Spirit sprang from in the midst of Him, and the Father gave Him a portion, even the Word gave Him a portion.
That
alone is what confuses people in the world. The Word is just a mere word from the mouth.
Explain
that it's not mere word. He speaks. Now, can the Word speak to itself? That is confusing even. Let's repeat John 1:1.
Yokana isura isoka nolu nyiri olisoka.
John chapter 1 verse 1.
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo. Kigambo naba wali katonda. Kigambo naba katonda. Olunyiri olwokubiri.
And the verse 2.
Oyo yaliwo kulubereberye awali katonda. Olunyiri olwokusatu. Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo. Era watali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nti
in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God. Even the Spirit was in them. But they told us, and the Word is God.
We heard
the Spirit is God. But they say God is the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they have told us, He was in the beginning.
Remember,
in the beginning, God begins there.
It's
the beginning and the end. But even the Word was there. And the
Spirit,
they were in one. And they say without Him, nothing was created. But, explaining the Word, He says, God was with me. Where we began. According to Proverbs 8,
in
the verse 22, he says what? Most times these voices,
you
get used to them in the Spirit of wisdom.
They
will teach us how we differentiate them.
Yet,
begin the Spirit of the Lord to hear. Proverbs 8:22. The word himself speaks of him. This word spoken in the mouth of God, and it speaks that the word spoken out, after it will have come also speak itself. How? That's why people say things of God are confusing.
But they
explained how it began.
Ngero esule yomunana nolu nyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Proverbs 8:22.
Mukama yali nange ekubuli we lyasokera.
Olide kigambo.
Have you heard the word?
Kubanga batunyunde muyokane mwemu.
Explain to John 1:1. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God.
Wabulala bato bwatugere wayogerera mu ngero munana.
How he speaks in Proverbs 8:22.
Mukama yali nange.
God was with me.
Ekubuli we lyasokera.
Where his way began.
Yeah,
he explains them there.
Yeah,
as friends.
Nange, nariwo, me, no
did, I was
ndi
there
tongole.
And I speak, I am independent.
Mukama yali nange.
God was with me. Where his way began.
We
him as he began.
You have
not known Jesus. Who is he? We tell you, who is he? They began together. With the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, what it tells us is the reality.
Amazing.
This not is still seventh seal
of
the Spirit of the Lord.
If
you open it in the Bible, it remains hidden. I show you how it does that.
Revelation,
if you open it, they don't show you what is in it. It remains hidden. Let's wait. You raise in the happy hands.
Revelations
8:1.
Newaba akasiri kiliro mugulu nga kitundu kya sawa.
Wali wo kusirika.
There was silence.
Ebyogerwa otosana bimanya.
Being spoken there you can't know them.
Ayosiri yomusamu yomoyo wa mukamu.
Seal of the Spirit.
Era wasigana babisirika.
And they remained silent about them.
Iyantu nyinyimdebane ebintu mwatandika
mu. This how you began. If you open all the first seals, they show, I saw the living creature, the first.
It called
me with a loud voice, calm. They show you things in. When we reached the seventh seal, they kept silent. What is there?
Now those
which were there, is what we are seeing today. That's where they are to explain how God began, how things were. And they got silent. Half an hour.
So
we speak to them all. We tell them how they began. No, no, no. At our altar. Wisdom, we hear it for those people, for the glory of those coming.
Huh.
Now see, there are things which are sweet to speak. If you open the seventh seal, when you, what do you see? You open it again. Revelations 8:1.
How
often
hour?
Nothing they hear. The entire heaven is silent. And the heads are speaking. The Father speaks with the word. We speak to them out. And the Holy Spirit, how do you see that? No, I reveal them in the latter days.
It
reaches God's
work.
The final of the planet
in
the Uganda Pearl of Africa and reveals them. I didn't say God. Why is this here? Has written the Bible of heaven. Why did you keep silent in this moment? In the heavens you got silent. You keep silent to tell you. What was it? We are wondering whether we explain where we began.
There are things
that you would have searched them in the world. You
didn't
discover how God began.
And
you would have said that belief altar of
God.
Let's worship this unknown but created heaven and earth. Half an hour they are silent. They are trying to exchange thoughts. We tell them. And the Father brought the plan. Should we tell them? And the world said,
well,
the Spirit is the one in them.
Then
will they believe him now when he explains them? Holy Spirit, how do you see? No.
You
see me, I see those things. You leave them to me.
Me
in my days of revealing them. I will reveal them.
And I've
put my altar in the land of Egypt, in the land of Africa, where they will know you in reality, and they will witness you in the entire world. See, you don't know why they kept silent.
The
Father speaks something. When they came from there, they sent seven angels. Now let's go with that. What was in the silence? They didn't speak of them. Let me tell you what was there. Getting you from your real Bible. God, your God. And you loved us beyond.
Yee.
Let's read the verse 7 we say.
Okay. Verse
Corinthians 2, verse 6.
Abakolinsi ekisooka esuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Corinthians 2, verse 6.
Naye amagezi tugogerera mu abo abatuukirira. Naye amagezi agataliga mu mirembe gino. Era agataliga abakulu ab'omu mirembe gino abaggwaawo.
Byetwogerako si magezi ga mirembe
gino. Wisdom of this age.
Ga waggulu we
It's above the heavens.
Ontandiko.
At the beginning.
Simuluddako olw'omusanvu.
Abakolinsi ekisooka esuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
First Corinthians 2:7.
Netwogera amagezi ga Katonda mu kyama.
Ekyama ky'okusirika essaawa nnamba.
The secret of being silent, half an hour.
Tugogera mu kyama.
Speak it in secret.
Ye Kristo.
That is the Christ.
Chigambo.
The word.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Tugogera amagezi gali.
Speak the other wisdom in secret. The mystery is the word. When they kept silent in that moment, they looked scripture or message is there.
It
can explain how they began. But they say, let's first reserve that. Because of what reason.
Let's
finish and we see why they kept silent.
Abakolinsi ekisooka esuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
First Corinthians 2 verse 7.
Naye twogera amagezi ga Katonda mu kyama. Gali agakisibwa. Katonda ge yalagira edda ensi nga tezinnabaawo olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe.
Kitiibwa.
It's our glory.
Yagalagira ddanga eggulu n'ensi tebinakubaana ebintu eby'okutandika kwaffe
ki. Things of our beginning. Let's keep silent over them for long.
Olw'okuyitibwa kwa Katonda,
the call of God, the covenant, and the glory on the nation of Uganda.
No,
we will read for you. God is called and the covenant and this glory on the nation of Uganda.
They are
both the first
steps
in my latter glory. I will reveal. I will teach wisdom which is amazing. How did I begin? Now is he not explaining? You've not yet gotten that wisdom now? Don't you see the glory? Now you can go explain how God began. For in double portion, where they will explain where they began from. And you say, my God,
everything
I know it about my God, what I worship, I indeed understand it. I know I'm on the altar
that
they worship an unknown God. Understood the mystery of this. They opened the seventh of the seventh spirit, the spirit of the Lord.
They kept silent
half an hour.
The
entire heavens, no one speaks. They had paused all of them. Let's speak and no one hears. Should we tell them how we began? Holy Spirit of the Lord, what do you say? The word, what do you say? We all agree if you agree, we speak out. He was sealed, then people troubled me much down there. You know, in Genesis 6, you came contented with them. And the Father is saying, my spirit will not contend with these people. I contend much with them.
When
you said, reveal them what is to come, they messed me up. They did not humble. Now, in the latter days, we wrap up the
world.
Let no one contend. That is Hosea 4.
After
he will do all, no one will contend anymore.
You
contend when he takes you for judgment, you will contend with who? You know, you came contending with God and you are with contentions. When he explained how he began,
one
contend with him many years.
In the latter days
and no one contends. I speak words from where? I speak in the scriptures. If you don't read there,
apostle
spoke to heat us up.
But
still, a scripture, can we read it? But this,
you
know, waiting. It's for now.
Hosea
4 from verse 1.
Kosea esule yokuna nolunyiri olusoka.
Hosea 4 from verse 1.
Muulire ekigambo kya Mukama mu abaana ba Isirayiri. Kubanga Mukama aline mpaka nabo abali mu nsi. Kubanga tewali mazima ne wankubadde okusaasira ne wankubadde okumanya Katonda mu nsi.
Mpaka weziva tebagala kumanya Katonda.
They don't want to know God.
Batuga anti full knowledge
when you
of God.
Full knowledge of God.
Bakayana.
They content. They say, if you contend,
let's
wait, I'll do them in the other days. They are marvelous work. Let's see how you will contend more with me. Those who contend when I will have thrown them in the lake of fire. Those who believe I began that, and I'm with them forever. Listen to the next verses.
Hosea esule yokuna noru nyiriri olwokubiri.
Hosea 4:2.
Tewali kintu wabula okulayira n'okumenya endagaano n'okutta n'okubba n'okwenda bawaguza n'omusaayi gukoma ku musaayi. Olunya olwokusatu, ensi kyeriva ewuubaala na buli muntu agituulamu aliyongobera, wamu n'ensolo ez'omu nsiko n'ennyonyi ez'omu bbanga, weewaawo n'ebyennyanja ebiri mu nnyanja biriggibwawo. Olunya olwokuna, era naye waleme okubaawo omuntu awakana so waleme okubaawo anenya.
Munaddamu wakana naye.
Will you strive more with him?
Omanyi omwoyo yagamba kitaffe eri mu lukumi.
The Spirit told the Father.
Abalabagamba naye mutume.
Now let's say apostle.
Ebyali mu kasirikiro wabiwulira.
What was in silence? You heard it.
Kino bakiyita funo ejo
God. This is called knowledge of God. Why would have taken me there?
Everything
there I was there, when they explain it, as we read it in scriptures, refuse to tell them they contend so much, but we want to reveal them in the latter days that no one contends anymore.
After that,
we're going to take away the earth and its fullness. If
you
remain those who believe, those who contend with, judge them. Even that verse,
you
will still contend with him.
You're
going to contend for how long when he's just when he's come?
Hosea 4 in the verse
4.
Era naye walemo kuba uwo omuntu awakana so walemo kuba awanenya kubanga abantu bo balinga abo abawakanya kabona
kakati mbambadde mulowoza kabona yaliwa na ayogera
the priest here
satona kenyini moyo wa mkana yatunyonyola
the spirit of the Lord explaining us
amina
batani kabatia
how they began
mbambadde mumanyi muwakana ne kabona omanyi wali abayinere mtime eji wakana
those with hearts which are contentious.
Then
we don't contend with the priests.
Contend
with the Holy Spirit as he
did in Genesis. But waited,
say, oh, explain in latter days
when the Lord will be
taken away and no one will contend.
Hosea 4:5. Ero liyesitala emisana era nenabbi aliyesitala wamu naawe ekiro
olide muri mukwesitala mukire ekyo obutamanya
abwe
ngatuba nyinura katonda kitafu ya tandi
how God the Father began and the Word no moyo mtu kuvu muri
mwa bali mukwesitala atenga amu mugamba muri banda
some you say your prophets how they began and they are in one
at westala chiwaliyo
why do you stumble were you there. Told us what will happen. So when I will come to explain them, you stumble with your prophet who doesn't want to know. Explain how God began. You can't say how he began. For he has no beginning, neither end.
Who tells
you is the beginning? Why do you say he has no beginning? That your word is wrong. He has no what? The words of religion. God is one. Yeah, is mere spirit. Did he say is mere spirit? When you read in John 4, 24, did he say is mere spirit? He said God is the spirit. He did not say is mere spirit. For you too, you are a spirit gotten from him, but not empty and mere spirit. You have a body.
When
you say God is mere spirit, and he has no beginning, neither the end. It was acceptable to abuse. Someone would say has no wisdom. Abusing it is trying to instruct someone. And how do you say he has no beginning? Now, friends,
is he not
the first himself? After they say what? He doesn't give birth. He's not birthed. After they go say, Hail Mary, Mother of God. You have wisdom. You say in your vows, God is mere spirit. Then you say, we are made in his image. He who has an appearance. How were you made in his image? After you say,
yes,
no beginning, neither the end.
After explain,
the beginning and the end.
After
you say what?
Butari kochi. Aina njina takorashi.
Those who were in the things that we have never been in the things I heard of them. What did you say? What did you say in that point?
Takorashi.
Who knows the things? You forgot the things. Let the one who was a Muslim speak first.
Praise
the Lord Jesus. I'm evangelist stoppers. In the Muslim they say,
Allah tazala.
Allah does not give birth and is not birthed.
He
has no beginning.
So
that is how they say. But we thank the Holy Spirit. Here he tells us everything. How all began. Praise you, Lord. And the other side. That one was a Catholic. Praise the Lord Jesus. Pastor Ivan. What I remember. God is mere spirit, has no body. And there's a song we used to sing. And they say was just birthed, he wasn't made. That's what I remember. Who birthed him then? I told you after they speak all that. That he has no beginning, neither end. That he has no mother. And after this, Hail Mary, Mother of God. Now, on Mary and God, who was the first to exist?
But
it's not the campaigning and abusing.
I
told you, you have the altar of an unknown God. That's why you speak of him, things not meaningful. Spoke of them, told them, speak of him, but not in truth, and not in righteousness. Let's read that.
We
move on, see how they began. Isaiah 48. They speak of him neither in righteousness, not in truth.
Isaiah 48 and verse 1. They speak of him not in truth, not in righteousness. Whatever they find, they speak about him. Hear how they speak of the word. That's the word of God. Now the word is spoke from his mouth.
Yet
the word is said, God was with me when his way began. The word himself is independent. And explains us. He speaks through the mouth of prophets and the King Solomon, who wrote the Proverbs. Get back to Proverbs 8 we hear. Proverbs 8 verse 22.
Natekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe okuva ku lubereberye ensinga tennabaawo.
Owulidde bwannyonnyola.
Here Abu explains.
Olw'okubanga abasatu bakkaanya mu
omu. Because the three agree in one.
Bali mu omu Katonda.
They were in one God.
Agamba.
He says,
Mukama yali nange.
God was with me where his way began.
Yali nange.
He was with me where his way began.
Okusoka emirimu gyejja.
Before his works of old. I was
put
from eternity.
Right from the
beginning of God, the beginning and the end. I was put there when he was with him. And he begot him.
Don't
know how you read here.
He was
me, but he put me in this place.
Say,
you exist. He's out of him. He appeared on the side.
on
which hand? The right hand. If you look, God is spoke sitting on where? He looked where? As the Father. Looking on which hand? Be there. He got to be on the right hand.
If
the posture and the direction he looked as he spoke the word to exist, get out of me and exist.
Everything
you can read, you are there. And you see everything how it happened. But this light is shining much. The light of the word lightens. We are in the binoculars of the word. We see everything.
Even
it looks to say you exist. Christ sits on the right hand of God. Straight, no, he looked on the right as he spoke him to exist. When they put the spirit out of them, they looked in the middle of themselves.
Did
you see it clear, yet you are on the world. You see what was above the heavens.
People
read the other scripture, they have not understood it. In the beginning, John 1:1. In the beginning was the word. Let's repeat that verse. There is a secret I want to tell you.
Yokana isuri soka nolunyiri olisoka.
John 1:1.
Kuluberebere waliwo kigambo. Kigambo naba wali katonda. Kigambo naba katonda.
Olabyawo waliwo kitafe.
Have you seen that there was a father there?
Waliwo katonda.
Waliwo kitafe. There was no father there. What? I would tell you how they came about calling each other father, and this is the word. And he said the word was God, but not word. These names they gave each other according to the work they do, and we differentiate them how we do. We have differentiated them. As you see, twins who are identical, and indeed they are identical, differentiate them, maybe name and voice of them. Those we call the twins. And is the father, the word, the son, the Holy Spirit. They just gave each other those names. Yet they began their God. God. Well done. God, well done. God, well done. God, let's make man in our image. Let's make man. Let's handle three of us. You handle them. Let's make man. They tell you they began the father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they say God is a spirit. What you call the spirit is God. They just gave each other name. When we began, people say it. The Spirit of the Lord is God, the Spirit.
Began we
call the Father.
And
God the Word. Whom we know as the Son. You may not know how it happened. And I know. Even though yes. You go say this is a cult. Not a cult.
Occult.
Of powers of darkness. You know cult. It teaches falsehood. But occult.
It teaches
falsehood and it has powers of darkness.
Gentlemen,
who listen to us and you contend with God,
for we are
teaching truth. Is it not that? If you contend, come tell us how God began with His words.
No more
in His Spirit.
Oh, Singeka,
sit down here and judge who has explained well. Don't you see the world?
It
seeth light when they hear things of God. For He created them. They understand and prove that is God, though we don't believe Him. Yes.
It happened
in Jeremiah. 44:15 and down.
They
said, Prophet Jeremiah,
we have
spoken in the name of the Lord, and we know they are of God, but we shall not do them. But let me end here. On the other day of Thursday, tomorrow we go in the television meeting. It's not a meeting. We are going to know things.
Focus TV way.
Why Focus Television is there and what's meant to be on it. Now on the Thursday, we begin right from there. On right there. How the Spirit of the Lord. How began with God the Father, and God the Word, whom we nurse the Son.
Can't
understand how they all began. How the Spirit began while in the Father, how the Word was in the Father. Come to pass the agree. Come to hear them say how the Father told the Word to exist.
And
which hand He had looked, we shall see how they got out of themselves the Holy Spirit. May God bless you. We shall begin from there.